Hello again, Big Show fans. Randy here with a quick show note about today's podcast. This is a special encore edition of the John Boy and Billy Show. This show originally aired on November the 22nd, 2019, still before the pandemic. And yes, Terry Hansen still hasn't retired. Well, he has, but not... Anyway, enjoy the show.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, madam. It is Friday, November the 22nd. We got most of the Big Show in here this morning. We're moving around outside in the house. In the studio, to be more exact, precise location. John Boy and Billy.
Hey.
And Marcy.
Hello.
Jackie is feeling better, but she ain't going to make it back today. Told her to rest up.
Not good enough to be in here, apparently.
No. And our man Maurice is coming in a little late this morning, so we'll get to pick out his date night movie and let him know what he's going to see when he gets here. Won't that be fun?
That'll fix him, yeah.
Just live with that.
As I say, sit on the back row and smooch, like in the old days. All right.
And a disturbing video.
Yes. Only national day we got going on today is National Cranberry Relish Day.
Wow, so a quiet day in history, apparently.
Cranberry Relish. There's cranberry. That was the old pumpkin spice that we grew up with. Now, these days, pumpkin spice is a big holiday treat, isn't it?
Right.
Putting that stuff in everything. Right. I had my fill of pumpkins when I ate the pumpkin seeds from the jack-o'-lantern. Oh, they're good, ain't it?
But cranberry relish is different than just, you know, getting the mold out of the can.
Oh,
it's
I guess,
other things mixed in it and orange and all of the kind of things.
All right.
Back off, man. She's a scientist.
I don't make it.
Why don't you whip us some up, Andrew? All right. And, of course, first prize package you to win. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what we're going to be playing for. So you can wake up and think along with us when we give you the categories here in a minute for Outburst. A $100 gift card from the Home Depot's up for grabs. You head to the Home Depot, the number one retailer of power tools and accessories. We're saving on top brand names like DeWalt, Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, and Husky. And have them all conveniently delivered right to your door. Visit HomeDepot.com/tools for details. 3 days in history coming up. Wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All righty, let's get you ready for the first contest of the morning. It's Outburst. Told you we're playing for that $100 gift card from the Home Depot. Power tools, accessories for saving on top brand names like DeWalt, Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, and Husky. And they can be delivered right to your door. Visit HomeDepot.com/tools for details. Listen up for our 3 dates in history where we get our categories. November 22nd, it was 2002, the Bush administration relaxed clean air rules to allow utilities, refineries, and manufacturers to avoid installing new anti-pollution equipment when they modernize their plants. To help out a little bit, move up to 03. Three burglars were arrested in Brazil after they returned to a house and asked for the receipts for the goods they had stolen.
Oh, this doesn't fit. I need to return it.
Well, these are some young Brazilian thieves. Mm-hmm. Told the homeowner that they couldn't sell the stereo, TV, and cell phones without the original receipts.
What kind of criminal underground are y'all living in? Do you have the receipt for this? No. Oh, I'm sorry.
I need to steal the receipts, too.
Well, the victim agreed to oblige, asked the crooks to wait, and, of course, call police while pretending to be searching for the receipts. All right. Playing there, geniuses. And finally, it was on this date, 06, one of President Bush's daughters has had her handbag stolen in Argentina. Despite the protection she was given by the U.S. Secret Service, 24-year-old Barbara Bush lost her cell phone and credit cards in the incident. This took place outside of a restaurant in Buenos Aires. She was not hurt.
And they caught the guy. He came back for the receipt.
Well, there you go. There's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. We'll be right back. Good Friday morning, the Big Show's on the radio, and our video of the day brought to you by High and Dry Outdoors. You ain't wrong when you choose High and Dry industrial grade High and Dry waders and jackets. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the link, enter code JBB at checkout. You get 15% off your order. Those who are see our video, growing up in America before the lawyers ruined it. Come on, comedian Jeff Allen. Get a chance for the laugh. Check it out, thebigshow.com. Hey, right now, get our Friday winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Larry from Bluff, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Larry! Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, man, we are good. You coming in wall to wall out of Bluff this morning? You ready to win the big old Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack?
Yeah, but it's Bluff City, Tennessee, though. But, well, I won't hold that against you.
Okay, let me see. That's a hard tater's picking up Jackie's habits while she's figuring, filling in for her wrong states. And so. All right, so actually Bluff City, Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got you here, Larry. Let's do it. Category number one, in 5 seconds, three things that cause pollution. Ready, go.
We got cars, factories, and refineries.
Bam. All right, Larry, three reasons you get receipts. Ready, go.
For food, for stereo, for TV.
All right. And for the win, three things found in a handbag. Ready, go.
We got lipstick, a perfume, and I gotta have tissues.
Oh, you're looking through your handbag right now. Good work, Larry. It's a man pack.
Oh, I just know what my wife don't leave home without.
All right. Well, Larry, you got the Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. We will get it, counting on Tater, to your correct address at your home in Bluff City, Tennessee. We appreciate you, buddy.
I sure do appreciate you, Al.
Right now, it's your news. Our man Hanson ain't here yet, so we get to pick out his date night movie. Look at what movie's opening in America this weekend. And it is. Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio for you Friday, November the 22nd. All right, look at the box office across America. Number one movie in America heading in this weekend. Ford versus Ferrari.
Good movie.
And Ford won.
Or did they? You'll have to tune in to find out.
Yeah, man, boy, that opened up old buddy Tom Cotter in here, man. The actual car that Ford used to beat Ferrari in the movie. Just driving it here. That's good stuff. All right, and Midway, that movie opened the weekend of Veterans Day. It's still number two in America. I'm saying that's a good one, too, ain't it, Billy?
I would think that's a great experience on the big screen.
That's it. Because
they really take advantage of the big screen.
All right, brand new in theaters this weekend. Get ready, Mom and Dad. Frozen 2. Anna and Elsa are back in the Disney sequel.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
All right. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. A Match Made in Nice Guy Heaven. Yes, Tom Hanks plays legendary TV host Mr. Rogers.
Hello, freaks.
No, that's right. That's Mr. Rhubarb. Yeah.
Thank you.
And one more opening today, 21 Bridges. This is a thriller Sorry, the guy from Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
As New York police detective caught up in a manhunt. Right?
They're hunting two cop killers, and they decide to shut down all 21 of the bridges that go off of New York City, off of Manhattan, to catch these guys.
That's the 21 bridges. Yeah.
That would be terrible.
So it's a citywide dragnet. Yeah.
All right, I can't see Hanson taking Patty to see Mr. Rogers' movie.
Well.
You don't want to smooch in the back row of that,
mm-mm,
do you?
Mm-mm.
21 Bridges might be a thriller. Might have to pay too much attention. What about Frozen 2? Can you just see Hanson singing along like the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Why shouldn't he have to suffer with the rest of us?
Looks like the 6 weeks of Hustlers.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling to you early Friday. They're rounding out National Collection Week, Operation Christmas Child. We'll get up with Randy Riddle and a special guest here in about 20 minutes. Appreciate y'all's support over these 15 years been involved with Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child. All right, we're ready. But right now...
And now, Deep Thoughts. With Zach, the weed guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Hey. Que pasa, dude? Man, I just been kind of kicking back and thinking about stuff. Y'all want to hear some of it?
Sure.
Cool. Yeah, man, when I woke up this morning, I watched my dog chase his own tail for like 10 whole minutes. Mm. And I was like, wow, doesn't take much to entertain a dog. Then I was like, wow, I just watched a dog chase his tail for 10 minutes. And last night, I unhooked my Amazon Kindle from the USB because the battery in my vape pen was dead. It's like I unplugged a book to charge up a cigarette. Weird. Hey, man, if you drew a cartoon about when Thomas Edison came up with the idea for the light bulb, what would you put in that bubble thing over his head? Dude, like brushing your teeth is the only time you ever clean part of your skeleton.
Wow.
Those guys in the Swiss Army must have been pretty sure they were going to win the war because their knives got like a corkscrew on it. Artie,
yeah.
I bet the king of Nigeria has like a hard time when he needs to do something where you have to send somebody an email. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what would be a good murder weapon? Mm. The lid off a Tupperware bowl. Because, like, after you used it, nobody would ever be able to find it. Where do they go? And all that security at the airport is really tight. Till you get to the baggage claim, then it's like, yeah, dude, just take any bag you want. Like, just go spinning. Getting in shape sucks, but being in shape is awesome. And fat is just the opposite. Like, I thought about it. Getting fat is awesome, but being fat sucks. Switch it. A hurricane is probably the only time that you can buy a roll of duct tape, a plastic tarp, and a shovel, and nobody thinks about calling the cops. I've been thinking, y'all. You know what would sound really weird? A spider wearing flip-flops. Really weird. My grocery store... Like, it's got this cool app you put on your phone. Like, you order the food online, and they bring it to your house. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And then you can shop for groceries in your underwear. I mean, I guess like you could do that before they had the app too, but this way you don't have to worry about getting weird looks at the checkout or catch a cold. Anyway, I got a jet, y'all.
I don't see jet coming out of you, but okay.
Trying to speak old guy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Y'all keep rocking, you know, and I'll keep thinking. All right. So. All right. Later, dudes.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Products, because it's 420 somewhere.
Say it's 420.
Not yet.
Good morning. A lot more Big Show coming up.
John Boy, Big Show feels picky. I'm you. Oh, Marcel. You picked an awful time to call. Well, listen to the radio. We're right in the middle of a news intro, you boob. No, not you, racing fat boy. Pull up a couple chairs and sit down. Listen, I gotta go make coffee for the boys so they can go on making that audio magic known as the John Boy Billy Big Show. Carry on, straight people.
Good Friday morning. The Big Show's on the radio, heading into the weekend before Thanksgiving. All right, man. Thanksgiving next week. And you know something's going on at JD's.
Howdy, friends. Well, it's that time of year again, and once more, you gotta be tough. You gotta grit your teeth. You gotta stand the pain. You gotta be a man. You gotta reach down deep within yourself and find that last little bit of strength you got. That's right, fellas. It's time to put up with the in-laws for Thanksgiving dinner. And we got everything you need to take edge off right here at JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pontagon Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet. What better way to calm them nerves than with JD's all-new exclusive Gumshock Wintergreen Snuff with a blast of Ritalin? It tastes better than a Martinsville hot dog and brings life's aggravating butt-puckering circumstances down to a much more tolerable level. Or how about the latest thing to sweep the South since the four-wheeler ATV? The old Milwaukee's best IV. No longer will you have to waste all that energy cracking open cans, overworking your right arm, and worrying about recycling all that aluminum. Just slide a needle in your left hand and sit it and forget it. And if you act now, we'll give you one of them long metal poles with the four black plastic wheels, and you can have all kind of Thanksgiving fun staggering around and telling people you're sick free.
I'm not feeling too good.
And don't forget to stop by any of our Eastern Kentucky locations for the first annual JD's Gut Splatter Malt Liquor Turkey Shoot. That's right, friends. Get all hopped up on the finest dark lager east of the Chucky and find out which one of you and your buddies can shoot straight enough to make the first kill.
Oh, damn it, Bubba!
And friends, don't you forget, Christmas is a-coming up and ain't no house complete without the heartwarming Yuletide warblings of yours truly. Here's a sample.
You visited his superstores all over the Southeast. Now bring J.D. Fuller into your home for a special holiday treat. It's the platinum album you've all been waiting for. J.D. sings your Christmas favorites with his own unique twist.
Coon meat roasting on an open fire. Marlboro lights and Michelob.
You'll get all the classics.
Good King Wenceslas looked out of his Fleetwood trailer.
And the Christmas songs that say so much.
God rest gents, merry gentlemen, let a nothing news dismay. Cause porno tapes and crappy jigs are both on sale today.
J.D. sang your Christmas favorites.
Over the river and up the hill, your old lady's house I go. When you ain't home and she's alone, I'm gonna make her moan.
J.D. sang your Christmas favorites. Get your copy on 8-Tracker Vinyl today.
So what are you boys waiting for? Jump on in that Camaro and run your butt on down to J.D.'s 24-hour drive-thru Pontagon Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet. Come visit our new location in Hot Springs, North Carolina, next to Fast Eddie's Gynecology and Adult Film Talent Search. Do it today!
J.D.'s, J.D.'s, what a southern boy needs.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win a Carolina Skiff gift pack. Check on the link at thebigshow.com. Check out the latest models, Carolina Skiff boats. Well, it is Operation Christmas Child National Collection Week. And let's see, we got Randy Riddle on the line. I know we got Jim in here, too. Good morning, boys. Who we got this morning?
Oh, man. Good morning. It's Friday, the end of National Collection Week, guys. And it's time for us to say thank you to Big Show listeners for showing up in such a big way. We've got Jim and Randy on the line. Be nice, fellas. The boss is on the line.
Randy, you're doing a great job, buddy. Good work.
Yes. There you go.
And Jim Harrelson, yes, the vice president of Operation Christmas Child, joining us this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Wow. Good morning, John Boy and Billy. Hard to believe it's been 15 years of faithful partnership, and just so grateful for you both, your faithfulness, and so many of your listeners. Millions and millions of boys and girls have been impacted with great joy, and we're just so grateful for you both.
Man, thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. It is such a blessing to us, y'all. And, Jim, let me see. All right, so you're overseeing collection of shoebox gifts in the U.S. and 10 other sending countries.
Yes, sir. We have an Operation Christmas Child going on right now, collecting in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Austria, Germany, the United Kingdom, Spain, Finland. Yes, a lot of effort globally. And then we're taking those boxes and we're talking about the love and the forgiveness found in Jesus Christ to children in over 114 countries. So, man, what an incredible privilege and opportunity we have. And you guys helped to make it happen. And again, thank you.
Well, I want to say to our listeners, if you hadn't packed a shoebox yet, it is still time. You can do that to get your family together. And if you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Samaritan's Purse link, it'll take you right there, everything you need to know, including drop-off locations right around you.
You know, your listeners know this, guys, that you've been participating with Operation Christmas Child really for 15 years since a massive hurricane hit down in Florida, and your listeners wanted to respond in a big way with something tangible. And that began our conversation as you partnered with Samaritan's Purse that year. That began our conversation of talking about Operation Christmas Child, our annual effort to reach millions upon millions of children every year with the gospel. And Big Show listeners have been giving ever since that first year. And these links found on the Big Show website will tell you everything that you need to know, what to pack inside your shoebox gift, what not to, and where to drop it off this weekend.
And it's all collected in that army of volunteers that you have at all those collection centers across the country, the regional places that go through every box by hand and get it ready to get in the hands of a child somewhere in the world.
That's right. Many are praying for those boxes as well. And just the opportunity to impact the children, their moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, their brothers and sisters, and their friends. I mean, it just goes on and on. And this year we hope to collect 11 million globally. And again, sending those to boys and girls in 114 different countries. We talk about y'all's partnership 15 years. Think of the millions of boys and girls and families that have been impacted by you guys and by your listeners. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. Just look at it, Jim and Randy. Over 168 million shoebox gifts been collected and distributed to children so far around the world in Jesus' name. That is so awesome to think about.
So we're at the tail end of Collection Week. Tell us what happens at the end of this process. How long do we have to get our boxes to somebody?
This is the weekend, you guys. This is the weekend to turn in your shoebox gifts. There are 5,000 drop-off locations open through Sunday this weekend, and they're ready to receive your shoebox gift this weekend. So it'll be a big shopping weekend for shoebox packers, and a last chance to turn in your shoebox gifts this weekend. So There are 70,000 volunteers that are waiting in these 5,000 drop-off locations to receive your shoebox gift. And as Billy said just a moment ago, we're going to inspect every gift and get it ready for overseas shipment. Samaritan's Purse will do the rest. All you have to do is pack a simple shoebox gift this weekend and turn it in at one of our official locations.
Your part is over when that happens, but the real big job of getting the boxes all over the world is just really getting started at that point, right?
Yes. We've got 90,000 ministry partners trained right now. Those are local churches in 114 countries. They're trained and ready to receive those gifts, to present those gifts to children, and to tell those children about the love and the forgiveness found in Jesus Christ alone. And we're ready, man. We're ready. The world's ready. Globally, we're ready. And there's such excitement, man, such excitement. And just we're just grateful for this opportunity.
That's neat. Well, thank you so much, guys. We'll let you get back at it. We'll tell our listeners once again, go to thebigshow.com, click on Samaritan's Purse link. It'll take you right there, everything you need to know, including drop-off locations around you. Still time to participate.
God bless you, John Boy and Billy, and the millions of listeners that partner with us in this way. This is a movement of God that we all have this privilege to participate in, and we're grateful to Big Show listeners and how they show up in big ways. Merry Christmas.
Amen. Merry Christmas, Randy and Jim. Thank you, boys. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you, John Boy, Billy.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. All right. Good stuff, man. All right. Well, let's play this John Boy Jeopardy game here. Tate, what question do we have picked out? We got it right here next to my heart. I got it right here. All right. Let's review yesterday's question.
Do you have that?
Yes.
We're going to need that, too.
Yeah, okay. I got that. Before becoming internationally known, this very common product's brand name was derived from two French words that means oily chalk.
Ew.
Now, Crayola crayons. Mm. You know, we're dealing with crayons. Ever since we've been doing this. Mm. I love crayon. Mm. And remember, we found out, don't eat them. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Okay, Guinness Brewers officially estimates that around 24,600 gallons of their beers are wasted every year as a result of this male body part.
What are Butterfingers? No.
Okay. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. That's it. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Friday. Our video today brought to you by High and Dry Outdoors. One of the best industrial-grade High and Dry waders and jackets there is. You ain't wrong when you choose High and Dry. Click on the banner when you go to thebigshow.com. And you will see, growing up in America before the lawyers ruined it. Get out when you get a chance at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play!
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man who's lost a lot of things to Butterfingers, like his waist size, his cholesterol count, and a couple of fillings. He is John Boy.
Hey, Butterfinger, thank you. Let's say hey to Michelle out of Springfield, Ohio. Good morning, Michelle.
Hello, John Boy. It's Michelle. From Springfield, Ohio. Go Buckeyes.
All right, Michelle. Well, let's see what you got, baby. You first up here. Guinness Breweries officially estimates that around 24,600 gallons of their beers are wasted every year as a result of this male body part.
Beard, facial hairs. Yeah, it falls in
there. Okay, so you're saying men's hairs on their face. Covered
yeah.
All that. Well, let's see.
Southern is safe.
Well, you know what you're talking about.
Hey! Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh.
Now, doesn't that sound Buckeye enough?
I got you.
Yeah, Buckeye.
There you go.
All right, Michelle. Well, you got your prize pack headed your way, baby. Good work.
Well, thank you, John Boy. And you know something? I'm going to have to cook for you. Come up and cook for y'all.
What?
She's going to come up here and cook for us.
Oh, you're going to come cook for us.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but
you gotta pay my bus ticket, just like that other guy that was on the radio with you
last year,
you know. Well, y'all didn't pay for him to get back?
Just say yes.
Yeah, all right. Tater, give her our address. All right, well, he's at Michelle's cooking.
There you go.
All right, baby.
You know, collard greens and cornbread.
Collard greens, cornbread, look at you, Ohio girl. Yeah, you know how to cook all right.
Say we gotta go.
Okay, Michelle, hang on. Tater, hook you up.
All right, thank you, baby.
Let's jump out, catch you up on your news. We're gonna talk to old Buddy Ives and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The time of them boys to hit the road. Hang on with TSO. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Friday morning. And here's our special guest today, Jeff Plate. He is a drummer and original member of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Man, we know the holidays here when we get to talk to our boy Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, thank you so much for taking time, buddy. We are excited. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, man, y'all go to their website, trans-siberian.com, and find out when these guys are going to be near you. I know we're looking for our hometown Charlotte show, December the 7th. My boys have already got their tickets, and my youngest son, Matthew, got to his first Trans-Siberian concert last year. Jeff, just blown away. Got all your albums. He's rocking out in his room, man. And he came down the stairs. It's my youngest son's Down syndrome. And, man, the lights, the show that he went to, he came down with a CD that Trans-Siberian. As I know, buddy, it's about time again. And that's so cool, Jeff, because, as you know, TSO is one of the only acts that resonates with the younger rock music fans as well as older adult contemporary listeners. I mean, like, you know, you got a crowd from 8 to 80 enjoying your shows, man.
And that's the way it is at every show. This is the way it's been from the very first show we played back in 1999. I remember looking out at the audience thinking, you know, wow, what have we got ourselves into here? You know, we got families with kids. We got Metallica Sabotage t-shirts. We got people in tuxedos. And I was, you know, scratching my head at that point. But here we are 21 years later, and it's a beautiful thing to see every night we play.
And of course, we always talk about it, Jeff. You guys, you donate $1 from every ticket sold to charity. That is something that you really don't see that much of these days. I remember Paul telling us about that, just excited when you guys first started going. So I don't know how much you think you've donated to charity over these years, Jeff.
Well, the figure I was given was over $60 million.
Wow.
Over all these years of touring. And you mentioned Paul. So Paul O'Neill, you know, when we first started doing this, this was something he absolutely insisted on doing. And, you know, the holidays are a great time for a lot of people and not so much for others. And this is just something simple we can do to help some people get through a tough time. And it is the best way to involve the audience in the cause. You know, everybody in the room is actually contributing to the charity, so it goes right back to their community and helps out people they probably know.
Well, that's neat, man. As you know, Paul passed away way too soon, but what he started here with you guys continues on his legacy through you guys, man. That is awesome.
It is difficult to do this without Paul, but at the same time, he left us in a very good spot. So we're all very proud to carry the torch for him.
And y'all know you hear Trans-Siberian Orchestra music all over the place starting at the holidays. 12 million CDs sold to date. performed to over like a million people in 2018. So, I mean, did you guys hit it? You are on the road, and that's when you know it's holiday time. Get ready for Christmas. Man.
Well, we look forward to it every year. The tour itself is a grind, but it's well worth it. We pack a lot of shows into a very short amount of time, and the amount of people that we are able to reach every year is just fantastic. And honestly, there seems to be no end in sight. The past several years have been really full. All the shows have been selling out, and something we really look forward to.
And that's why we want to tell our listeners, make sure you get your tickets for the shows. December 7th in Charlotte, two shows, 3 and 8 p.m., and there are a few tickets left, I understand, but they're going quick. So go to trans-siberian.com, find out when they're near you, and go ahead and make sure you get tickets for the show. And if you have never been, you owe it to yourself to see this extravaganza. It's unbelievable. Man.
Thank you for the compliment. I totally agree.
Yes, sir. Jeff Plate, thank you so much, Jeff. We'll see you beating them skins before you know it, buddy.
You bet. Take care. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's a great group of people, man. There for several years. Remember, we had them set up in the green room. Yeah. You like looking at baby dolls on stage? They got that part covered, too. Okay.
Oh. All part of the entertainment.
That's what it is. All right. We're heading toward the Playhouse. Big Show rolls on. Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Friday. All right, a man has made it in. By the way, early this morning, Hanson, we picked out your date night movie. You're going to see Frozen 2.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I'll end up seeing that thing about 12 times anyway.
This is the sequel.
Oh,
new songs for you to learn.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. I said you should just sit on the back row and smooch like in the old days. All right. All right, let's concentrate here. We're ready for the Playhouse. Quiet on set and action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Peace Powwow. As our story opens, the year is 1876. A U.S. military delegation has just arrived for a meeting with Standing Tree, the leader of the Hakawi Nation near Brushywood, South Dakota.
Excuse me, Chief. Your guest is here.
You're not from around here, are you?
I'm new.
It's about time he got here. Show him in.
Chief Standing Tree,
yes.
I'm General Angus T. Beauregard. I bring you greetings on behalf of the President of the United States of America.
I was beginning to think you were not coming. They said you would be here at sunrise. It is almost sunset.
My apologies, sir. Our scout is not as familiar with this area as he led us to believe. We followed the wrong branch of the river for almost half a day. It took us a while to backtrack, but we're here better late than never.
That's why we let him go a couple of months ago. General, it is time to end the senseless bloodshed between my people and yours. We must find a way to live together, or we will surely die together.
Well, that's exactly why I'm here. I understand you come up with some ideas.
I have indeed. I have worked with the Hakawi Tribal Council to create a 5-point plan for peace between our people. Here it is.
Chief?
Running Fawn, how dare you interrupt me?
Sorry, but Five Horses says the evening meal is ready.
Tell her we are occupied at the moment.
She said not to let you brush me off.
We will be there once the meeting is over.
She says the food will not be fit to eat if it gets cold.
And I said do not interrupt. My apologies, General. Running Fawn can be a tad bold for a woman.
Whatever.
So I see. Sounds like Five Horses is a bit of a handful, too. Is that your cook?
Actually, Five Horses is my wife.
Oh, and why do you call her Five Horses?
Because all she does is nag, 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 nag. Get it? We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we hear crusty old tribal treasurer Pinching Penny say...
Good work, yeah, Tater.
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Yeah, maybe.
Girl.
Whatever.
Is that right? Is that what y'all heard? We're just talking about y'all. I'm about half deaf, and I thought our boy, our first boy from Georgia, said eyes. But y'all think he said eyes?
I thought he said eyes.
I thought eyes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, y'all speak up if I miss hearing. But
what did you think?
Ass.
Doesn't that sound like something you from Georgia would say?
You probably thought that was the right answer, too.
That's why I said buttocks.
I was trying to
clean it up.
Yeah. I got you.
And I was over here going, buttocks?
I couldn't figure out where you were coming from.
You know, y'all all got a microphone. Y'all feel free to use it.
Yeah, but you don't like it when we correct you.
Well, if I can't hear right, you got to tell me.
Eyes was wrong anyway,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so. it was wrong anyway.
You didn't lose.
All right. Well, good. So I guess we're all cleared up. It all turned out all right.
I guess.
Okay.
They don't draw lines there either.
All right. So here we go. Moving on with our show and our life. Catching you up on your news.
Let it go.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio for you, Friday, November the 22nd. All right, well, announced on Wednesday, NASCAR legend Jimmy Johnson says 2020 will be his last season of full-time driving in the NASCAR Top Series.
What a career he's had.
Man, he has, Annie. Jimmy's 44 years old. He's been in the series for 18 years, man. That's wild, time flies. When Jimmy came in and... got to be friends with his daddy.
Right.
We got married, man. So now he's there. He's there. Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty, Jimmy Johnson, 7 championships. Mm-hmm. He has one more year to chase number 8. So he's got one more shot at breaking that 3-way tie.
Everybody be pulling for him, too.
No. That's something.
They
so
will.
He'll be having his farewell tour. How about if they can put it together, man?
You know, he can be a broadcaster if he wants to. I mean, he's that good.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any room left at many networks, but he's good enough.
That's true. That's very true. All right. Well, congratulations to Jimmy on a fine career. And see what happens, man. He's got one more year to break out and have 8 championships. Mm. See what happens with that. All right. Congratulations, Jimmy. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win this morning, that's the current events quiz. Take C, get a Happy Herd prize pack. Now, boys, at Happy Herd makes the best attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. And I say, you better be using Happy Herd. Just hope your neighbors aren't. You can draw them deer. We talked to our boy 2 miles away. Get on that Happy Herd when you go to thebigshow.com. Click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB at checkout, you get 10% off. Hang on, we'll set you up and play in a minute. First, it's Friday morning, get our Friday morning song going, boys.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys, have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
Skills.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Working here. When I get
In all magical industries, both evil and benign? Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little.
Well, but we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
And wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay? When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you...
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down.
I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, blood pumping, hands sweating, heart beating. Let's play the current events quiz. Billy, what are we dealing with?
In the wake of pumpkin spice, yet another seasonal food flavor of the month.
All right, and Pearl just got some pumpkin spice dog treats from Sargy Wargy through the mail.
No.
Ain't that nice? And they look like they might be pretty good. I'll let you know.
Okay. I know you will.
Right now, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. You take C, you will win. We play next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling to you Friday. And our video today brought to you by High and Dry Outdoors. Y'all boys need you some the best waders and jackets in the biz. You ain't wrong when you choose High and Dry. Go to BigShow.com, click on the High and Dry banner. Use code JBB at checkout, you get 15% off your order. Right there at TheBigShow.com, you see the video Growing Up in America Before the Lawyers Ruined It. Media Jeff Allen, thanks for the laugh this morning. Right now, girl.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Comb your hair and take the whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. And say hey to Gary from Moss Point, Mississippi. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Welcome.
Boy.
How you doing, Gary?
I'm laid back, man.
Good, buddy. Listen to Billy and win this prize package, all right?
Well, move over, Pumpkin Spice. Pringles is bringing a special seasonal flavor to their potato chips just in time for Thanksgiving. Roasted Turkey Pringles, only available for a limited time. The chips are said to perfectly capture the taste of a fresh-baked holiday turkey. Of course, that's coming from Pringles, so what are they going to say? Roasted turkey Pringles are the perfect addition to Thanksgiving with your family because, A, the taste always comes out perfect, B, they're ready to eat whenever you are, or C, if an argument breaks out, you can hit them over the head with the can.
All right, Gary.
I'm going to say C.
Attaboy.
There you go.
Well, Gary, we are sending you the big old Happy Herd prize pack down to Moss Point. I had a chance to kill a couple deer down there in Mississippi, my Mossy Oak boys. I know y'all got some good ones. So good luck on that, Gary.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, time on the top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this November 22nd. Hang on for a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Well, good morning, Mr. Rayford. I'm Dr. Crane. Good to see you again. I understand you've been having some trouble getting to sleep at night. I see. Well, this may sound a tad unorthodox, but hear me out on this. I think a little hypnotherapy might be beneficial in your case. Yes, yes, I know many people are skeptical about hypnosis at first, but I think if you'll give it a chance, it might surprise you. Now, if you're ready, we'll just jump right in.
Like, whatever, you know.
All right then, Mr. Rayford. I want you to just relax. Relax. Take slow, deep breaths. In and out. In and out. You're listening only to the sound of my voice. You're slipping deeper and deeper into a more and more relaxed state. All right, sounds like your body is relaxed. Let's relax your mind. Breathe slow, breathe deep. Go to your happy place. That's it. Now you're completely relaxed, completely at ease. Right, I want you to go back in time for me, back in your mind, back to the earliest point in your life that you can remember.
Goo, 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 zippy, 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 ha, 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 ha.
Good, good, good. Now, your mother is singing you a lullaby. What song is she singing?
Over the weekend. Yes, all day you hit the spot.
I see. Can you remember anything else about this particular time?
Oh, I did love those sheep.
Oh, so you hear sheep.
Bah, bah.
And about how old are you right now?
Yeah! Well, I'm having a good time. I just don't want to be distracted. I want your attention.
Oh, well, I see. So, as a toddler, you had trouble getting your parents to pay attention to you. I want you to think back. When you tried to get some attention from your father, how would he react?
He ought to act more grown up. Hmm,
interesting. And what about your mother? And how did this make you feel? Fascinating. Yeah. Now, I want you to go forward in time just a little bit. think about your teenage years. Tell me about your first girlfriend. All right, now think back to an evening when you were, say, out on a date with her.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Let me hear you whisper that you love me too.
Keep the love light burning in your eyes so blue.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
So when she would whisper sweet nothings into your ear, let's say, what sort of things would she say to you?
Boogie, woogie, 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 boogie, woogie.
Note to self, this patient has problems beyond the scope of my particular specialty. Yes. Mr. Rafer, I'm going to bring you back to consciousness now. Let's begin moving forward in time. Okay, now you're an adult. It's the early 1970s.
Hold on down with the rock and roll. Come on, lonely, 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 lonely.
All right, now it's the 1980s.
Any way you want it, that's the way you get it. Any way you want it.
All right, now we're moving into the 90s.
Ho, 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 boys and girls. Yes, this is Santa Claus. Santa Claus at the North Pole.
And now you're almost back to the present.
Pass off of a baba.
All right, when I clap my hands, you'll be totally awake and completely refreshed. Here we go.
Robert D. Raiden. No, get back on here, game talk. Robert D. Rayford.
Mr. Rayford, I'm not sure I'm the person to help you, frankly. So I'm not going to charge you for the session.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Miss Tessmacher, would you have security come in here and escort Mr. Rayford out, please?
Pass off of a baba.
And tell him to please hurry.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, boogie, woogie.
That went well.
John Boy and Billy.
How does it feel?
It's like falling in love.
Morning radio done right.
Good Friday morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Now, Friday morning quarterback Tom Sorensen going to join us here in less than 20 minutes. With this whole impeachment deal going on, some of it can be hard to follow. So I've asked the official Big Show lawyer to come in and explain it to us in understandable terms. Please welcome Aloysius P. Beaglehole.
Esquire of the Beaufort Beagleholes at your service. So, you'd like me to break down this impeachment hully-gully for you, is that correct?
Yes, please, in layman's terms, so we can all understand it.
I'm happy to oblige. Now, keep in mind that I'm just a small-town radio lawyer, but I will endeavor to disparivate this Muscarovich situation.
That sounds right. All right, have at it, Aloysius.
Now, to understand this entire process, one must vivisect or palazzerate, if you will, such cases as U.S. v. Clinton, U.S. v. Nixon, and the landmark case of Godzilla v. Tokyo.
Wait, now, did that even happen?
Well, no, but it's just as credible as the current case. Now, on the one side, you have the Democrats. Now, they have pejasperated this entire dispensation with their usual distrapity and unctilatiousness. Their message would have been more conclavery, if you will, if they hadn't been bellowing impeachment since the day after election.
Exactly.
Now, on the other side of this proclinium is President Trump. Sans devacious of the fact that he has umpulated the fiscal tributary of this great country, he has been, time and time again, dublariously, I might add, excogitated and bona fide unlike any other president in history.
Right.
Now, the digitatum lies in the difference between quid pro quo and bribery, you understand? Both of which, in this case, is merely flossy-nossy-nilipilification in relation to the president and nothing more. Therefore, the titanimous flibbity-jibbity taking place is super-sudestal florifousness at its epoch, particularly from Intel Chairman Schiff. His posture animization is nothing more than grandiloquence and dime-store gasconading. This president has been extremely punctilious and choriscative in his negotiations. So, cumulatively, what we have is the utter and complete feeblaxis of the United States Constitution, the remolatry of the Democrat Party in general terms, and posteriorous in particular, where the House Intel Committee is concerned, is at best rumtacious and is hobbleary of the current state of politics in this once Mandalorian, I beg your pardon, Mandalorian Republic. What? You follow me?
Sure.
Well, of course you do. Texpetatious fella like you is always part of the honguletish crowd.
Where do we go from here?
Well, at this avalanche, the GOP needs to simply tell the Democrats Epicurium Meladucus, which is Latin for eat a bag of crap. It's a joke, son.
So what does all this mean?
Exactly. The entire situation is cross-peppered, to be sure. Spendicarious at best and predefilescent at its very worst. So that's it in a nutshell. Plain as day, clear as crystal. Anyone that sees it otherwise is a complete and utter equus paranus.
And that is?
A horse's ass. So are we good?
Sure.
Now, yeah. On a sidebar, if I were advising the president, and I'm not, I would tell him to simply tell them all to go to hell, lock the White House door, and keep doing the people's work.
Is that legal?
Oh, son, it's all perfectly legal. A good day.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hello, it's me, Spanky. You know, Mr. Personality from the Yellow Rose. Not sure why I'm doing this. It's not like they're paying me or anything. I can't even get the redneck to pay his tab down at the bar. But you can't help but love them, no matter how nerve-wracking they are. I don't even complain when they make fun of my big head. I just wish John Boy would give me back my memory foam pillow and stop telling his kids that's where the comet hit. Son of a...
Billy the Gang here. It is Friday morning in minutes. I'm in Tom Sorensen. He is beaming. I don't know whether he's comment about y'all's rounds of wordy word coming up, Hanson.
I'm doubting that.
Well, that can't be it.
Come off a great weekend of picking the NFL games last weekend. I know he did. I was keeping up there from the couch. I'm in Tom in minutes. First it is Friday morning. We all happy boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. Yeah, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. Well, forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba.
I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, our Friday round's a wordy word. You can win a Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. It includes Mount Olive hat, t-shirt, stainless tumbler, and munchies. Satisfy your pickle craving with Munchies, the portable pickle in a pouch when you're on the go. Available at grocery stores near you. Mount Olive Pickle Company, making great products since 1926 at the corner of Cucumber and Vine. And now at the corner of Win and Win Some More, our Friday morning quarterback, Tom Sorensen, in the house. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John Boy. Yeah, I like that intersection. Go by it once.
Man, look at you. Last week, 12-2, and once again, your lock at Baltimore, giving 4.5, beat Houston by 34. Well, you saw that lot coming down the road, buddy.
It was a gift. I mean it, though. Every once in a while, about half the time, there's a game that's so obvious, and that was one of them.
That's something, man. Well, you was kind of pontificating. When a team goes bad, fans want instant action. And that is kind of what we're looking at with our hometown team, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, you know, Ron Rivera, we've had him in here, just a really good guy. And a good coach. He's twice been the NFL Coach of the Year. And he's just, players respect him. But there comes a time when, NBA coach told me this. He said, when players just tire hearing your voice. You say the same things, you say it with the same intonation, and they just stop listening. I don't think that time has come for Rivera. And we don't know if he's going to be out of a job, he and general manager Marty Herney. But it's certainly a possibility. There were great expectations for them, and they just got handled by Atlanta, which had only won 2 games all season. And they play at New Orleans this week, and their schedule gets tough, and it's going to be tough for Ron.
Man, 29-3, Charlotte lost to Atlanta.
But the game wasn't as close as the score, John Boy.
It wasn't, man. And Kyle Allen, you know where he started off, and man, is now, you know, it's kind of looking like a rookie quarterback. Well, it went through like 4 games without throwing a pick, and he just had 4 picks last Sunday. So,
yeah, that's tough, man. His interior was nice enough to remind me. I talked last week about how he had some of the qualities to be a franchise quarterback. And you guys believe me? I still think he's got a chance. One game doesn't undo all the good work, but boy, their line. I mean, he would have been bad if his line was made up of like appliances, like refrigerators and stuff. But he got handled. That line got handled, and he got beaten up, and he just they just looked terrible. Their defense looked terrible also.
And I know we got some Falcon fans listening as they beat New Orleans, and then they come up here and beat us. They found something, always had.
Yeah, because they did not give up a touchdown either game. Mm. And Matt Ryan, I think, has always been good if he gets some time. He's got really good receivers, especially the great Julio Jones. And I think they are suddenly a good team.
And right quick, touching on you're talking about college football, the almost 40 bowls this college football season, and hasn't had that in sports briefs. Even a fake bowl almost got named.
Right.
It was jacking around ESPN on that deal. But, yeah, so you're looking at him. What do you think about the whole bowl situation?
You know, it's boring. I mean, if you win half your games, your reward can be going to a bowl game. And, of course, it's a different kind of reward if the bowl game is in Detroit in late December. But I tell you what it does, because I've gone to some of these, and it's for fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to one bowl that was just, it was in Memphis, and there were as many people in the studio as there were in the crowd. But, and the guy got up there, the guy who ran the bowl, and said, you know, this is maybe the best bowl in the country. I'm thinking, these guys are like 6-5. But fans went along. Fans of the East Carolina Pirates went. It gave them something to do, you know, and they could all travel together. So there's that. But other than that, man, there are just, it's not a reward. It's, if the NFL had a bowl system, the Panthers would be almost a lock for the playoffs.
And the way the ticket situation works is that each team has to buy a minimum of X tickets.
Uh-huh.
So like 12,500 per team. And what they do is they withhold that from the payment they make them. Mm. So the bowl gets guaranteed some ticket sales, even though there may not be a lot of people in the stands.
Right. How about that? And, of course, we're down to four for the playoffs. Don't look like they're going to expand that anytime soon. Just going to keep the four top teams, go for the national championship.
I'd like to stretch it because that way Minnesota's got a shot. I went to school there. There's an Iowa bar in Charlotte. And they, at halftime, they have giveaways of Iowa merchandise. They have Iowa cheerleaders. If you want to feel lean, it's a really good place to go.
I want to thank Old Pineville Premium Pub for feeding us up this morning. That's the home of Tex-Exes. That's where you go to watch University of Texas football. I have bars like that in cities to keep up with their alums. We got it. Old Pineville Premium Pub. Thank you, guys. All right, well, we're going to play us some wordy word, then we're going to turn you loose on week number 12, coming off a 12-2 weekend. Good stuff. All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Let's get a couple of contestants. Team up. Play wordy word. Come on. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio and a video today brought to you by Buzz from High and Dry Outdoors. Made in the South by men who work in the water, gotta stay dry and warm. Industrial grade High and Dry waders and jackets. Built to be the best, you ain't wrong when you choose High and Dry. Go to BigShow.com, click the High and Dry banner, enter code JBB at checkout, get 15% off your order. You will see our video, Growing Up in America Before the Lawyers Ruined It. Check it out when you spend some time at the website. Take a request on the Facebook wall in minutes. Right now, we got a Friday morning team. Let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
A wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Mitch from Finger, Tennessee. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And we got Jamie from Deerport, Alabama. Good morning, Jamie.
John Boy, that is Deerport, Alabama.
That is Deerport, Alabama?
No, Park.
Park, dear. Oh, dear, Park. It should be a K.
There you go. Wow.
Nobody wants to get the story on Finger, Tennessee, really?
Hey, don't mind them a trouble this
time. I'm fascinated by that.
Hello, y'all. Right around the corner from Sweet Lips.
All right. Well, glad y'all made it in here. Jamie, you're on Team Tom and Terry. Yeah, Friday morning team. Mitch, you're on the John Boy and Billy side. So let's get going here. All right. So, Jamie, you relax, and me and Mitch will go for the first 30 seconds.
Let's do this.
Okie dokie.
All right. Here we go, Mitch. Start the clock now. This is what you put on your bed under your covers. You lay on a... Yeah.
Yep.
Rhymes with it. A bunch of boats is a...
Fleet.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. You do this on Twitter. You... And a
bird, oh, golly.
And a bird goes this. Rhymes Fleet. With it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Rhymes with it. Hell, blank, and snow.
Fleet.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. You got toes on your...
Feet.
Yeah, rhymes with it. Not sour, but...
Sweet.
Bam! Yeah. All righty. What we put on the board there, Tate? A 6. Whoa. Good work.
That must be a big old collagen finger.
Hey, we count our toes and fingers.
Yeah. Man from Finger knows where his toes are. All right. Jamie, you are up with Tom for your first round. Are you ready?
John Boy, I am ready.
All right. Now, get y'all started. You're still rhyming. If you got them in your head, ready, go.
You say this in Halloween, trick or?
Treat.
Bam. Mm.
This is what you live on. It rhymes with it. It's not a road. It's a?
Street.
Bam.
This is what you wear on the bottom of your football shoes or baseball shoes. Plate. It rhymes with it.
Plate. Yep. Plate, yeah.
This is something that's terrible to eat, and it rhymes with it. It's kind of red. Nobody eats it on purpose?
Yeah, yeah.
This is, oh, look at how clean your room is. Rhymes with it. It's so clean and... And
there's the buzzer. All righty. Well, yeah, I'll put a 4 on the board. Mitch leads by 2 with our excellent round 1. And here we go into round 2. Mitch, you up with Billy. Are you ready?
Ready.
Still rhyming.
And go.
Not the opposite of messy is what?
Neat.
There you go. The butcher will give you some of this. He'll cut it up for you. Yep. At a theater, you sit down in your... Yeah. Yep. You go. Sometimes you go to something called a meet and
greet.
Yeah. Yep. The opposite of air conditioning is turning the. Yep. This is like a crease that you have in your pant leg.
Oh,
wow!
Look, Mitch got a crease in his pant leg. All right, what we get? Oh, another 6. A total of 12 for Mitch. Well, Jamie, let's see what you and Hanson can do. All right? I'll let you know if you get close. Y'all have at it.
All right.
Ready, go.
It's a grain. You make bread from a what? What do you make? What do you make bread from? It's a grain.
It's yeast.
No, it rhymes with
flour.
It. No, it's out in the fields, and the farmers kind of like mow it. Put
wheat.
It up.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose somebody. I'm going to what them. I'm not going to lose. I'm going to what to them.
Win.
No,
win.
It rhymes with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to blank them silly.
Beat.
Yeah,
there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it was a beat. A little short on that. Mitch wins, and the score is...
Sorry, Jamie.
Well, Jamie,
I want to give a shout out.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to our president of the United States, Trump, and his family. Hang in there, babies.
All right, Jamie. We appreciate you, baby. You try again anytime. Have a great day.
All right. Oh, yeah. Coming back.
Texas is
going to bring me back.
All right. And, Mitch, look at you getting a Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. We'll get it to you over in Finger, Tennessee. Use them to eat your portable pickles in a pouch.
And I love pickles. What are you talking about?
Good work, Mitch. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bid request of the morning. Yeah, long-time Big Show listener, Sid Cox. Sid says, Facebook raw request. He said it better than that. He actually typed it. All right. That time when Billy manipulated Siri to say what he wanted it to say, totally hilarious. Now, you know what he's talking
about? I just filled her full of alcohol. We'll explain it. It'll explain itself.
Oh, yeah. Drunk Siri. Right. All right, good, Sid. Your request coming up next. Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Minutes away, my man Sorensen picking every NFL game this weekend. Coming on with another hot weekend last week. Facebook request, Sid Cox. Let's have fun with Siri.
Siri is the world's number one personal digital assistant. She lives on your iPhone, and she does it all, from helping you plan your day.
Good morning, Dave. You have a 10 o'clock meeting with Mr. Kruger about the Penske file.
To getting you there on time.
In 400 feet, turn right.
Even reading your text messages for you while you're on the go.
New message from Mr. Kruger. Penske meeting moved to 11 o'clock.
Siri's a big part of your workday. And now she can be part of your after workday, too. Introducing iChill, the Bluetooth-enabled app that lets Siri be part of your happy hour. Next time you're sitting at the bar after work, blow into the iChill receiver. Siri analyzes your blood alcohol and joins the conversation at your own current sobriety level.
Dude, lately, it seems like everybody's out to get me. Take Microsoft. They've got this Siri knockoff. Cortana, sounds like something you take to get rid of toenail fungus. Am I right?
With iChill, Siri matches you drink for drink.
And don't even get me started on what's her name from Amazon. Alexa.
The results can be very revealing.
And she listens in on everything you say. Everything. All the time. Really? How creepy is that? It's like, you nosy bitch. Step off.
iChill. It turns your work buddy into your drinking buddy.
I would never play head games like that. You deserve better. You're a great guy. Do you think I'm pretty?
iChill for Siri. Only on iPhone.
Let's do some shots.
Use only as directed.
Good Friday morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Friday morning quarterback Tom Sorensen. What a perfect bump music. How apropos. Go down gambling. Tom went 12-2 last weekend. For the fourth week in a row, he got his lock. All righty. And by the way, this NFL report with Tom Sorensen brought to you by GiveMeTheVIN.com. Get the most money for your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com. They will beat your CarMax offer or they owe you $100. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Tom, give us the win. Week number 12. First of all, teams that are not playing this weekend on a bye week, you got 3-7-1 Arizona Cardinals, 7-4 Kansas City Chiefs, the 4-7 LA Chargers, and then the 8-3 Minnesota Vikings. All right, we start with the early Sunday afternoon games. 6-4 Oakland at the 3-7 New York Jets. Somebody talk about how they thought Al Gruden was coach of the year so far.
I mean, look where they were a season ago, and he's done such a good job acquiring talent. They are 6-4, and they could be playoff bound. They got a shot at it, and they will enhance that by beating the Jets on the road this weekend.
All right, taking the Raiders. The 2-8 New York Giants at the 4-6 Chicago Bears.
The Jets and the Giants prove why the NFL does not fix football games. It's the biggest market in the country, and none of those teams win. Chicago, as bad as they have been, will beat the Giants at home.
5-5 Pittsburgh Steelers at the winless 0-10 Cincinnati Bengals.
I think Pittsburgh bounces back from the loss to Cleveland, from the brawl with Cleveland, and I think they beat Cincinnati with ease.
Right. 8-2 Seattle Seahawks at the 5-5 Philadelphia Eagles.
This is a tough game. Philly is a slight favorite because they're playing in Philly and because the Eagles desperately need to win, but that's not enough, and Seattle wins on the road.
Seattle on the road. The 3-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 3-7 Atlanta Falcons.
I tell you, nothing fluky about the Falcons' victory against the Saints in New Orleans and against the Panthers in Charlotte. They are favored by 4.5 against lowly Tampa Bay, and they will cover. They will win by 11, and Atlanta is my lock of the week.
Ooh, Atlanta, lock of the week. They are giving Tampa Bay 4.5. All right. And then we got the 2-8 Miami Dolphins at the 4-6 Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland might finally get it rolling with the schedule like this. Browns win easily at home.
Yeah. The 3-6-1 Detroit Lions at the 1-9 Washington Redskins.
Boy, Washington is just lowly. Some dissension on that team. And while they're dissenting, Detroit's going to be scoring and the Lions win.
The 3-7 Denver Broncos at the 7-3 Buffalo Bills.
Denver comes close every week. I mean, they had the Vikings down big, and then just got stomped in the second half, and Vikings hung on to win. Buffalo wins this one fairly easily.
Right. And then the 5-5 Carolina Panthers down in New Orleans at the 8-2 Saints.
I'll be down there to make sure everybody's okay, including the bourbon punch. I think the Saints roll. I think they are on a streak right now, and really interesting to see how Carolina bounces back from that beating last week.
And I need this one bad, so you enjoy yourself and be careful. There are only two late Sunday afternoon games, the 4-6 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 5-5 Tennessee Titans.
I think Tennessee is pretty good. I think Jacksonville is pretty good, but since they're playing in Tennessee, I will go with the home team.
And then 4:25 Eastern time, the 6-4 Dallas Cowboys at the 9-1 New England Patriots.
You never hear Tom Brady complain about his team, but he complained about the offense. They threw one touchdown last week in their victory against Philly, and Edelman threw it. So Brady just wants some more opportunities, throw deeper, get it moving. And Dallas is pretty good, but I think I'm not picking against New England at home, so right. I like the Pats.
All righty. And then Sunday night football, the 8-2 Green Bay Packers at the 9-1 San Francisco 49ers.
A rare week for the NFL because every game's in the United States. I think these are two good teams, but I believe in the 49ers, and I think they win a close one at home.
Big San Fran. And then Monday night, the 8-2 Baltimore Ravens at the 6-4 L.A. Rams.
I tell you, Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore quarterback, is looking like the MVP. He has been phenomenal. L.A. is good, but I just don't think they beat Baltimore. So I like the Ravens on the road.
In Baltimore on the road. And once again, lock of the week. Atlanta's favored by 4.5 over Tampa Bay. You say the Falcons will roll, and you will be 5 in a row on your locks.
You are correct.
All right, Tom. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Be careful down New Orleans now. All right, Ben, let's hit it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Once again, remember to get the most money for your car at givemethevin.com. They'll beat your CarMax offer or they owe you $100. Givemethevin.com. Saturday morning show, kick your weekend off tomorrow. Love you, mean it.